Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, from our website. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7. Listen to it very clearly wherever you are, whenever you want to. I'm going to go now to the story of the hour. And that was the January 6th insurrection hearing yesterday in the House. And Wisco Paul raised the question of threats to the officers and so on. Let me give you some observations. There's quite a bit to talk about here. First of all, those officers were magnificent. Anybody who saw even snippets of that, they were not only honest, they were heroic, they were understated, and they their bravery and what they endured was really, it was hand-to-hand combat, vastly outnumbered, that really ranks with a lot of military operations in our nation's history, and it was against our own citizens. That was what was pathetic and what was so sad about it. There were a lot of sterling moments in that hearing. And I'll tell you, somebody who's really gone up in my estimation is Liz Cheney. And she said some things, and I'm going to read them now, that are profound and they're moving. And she said, and now she is a Republican congresswoman from Wyoming. She was the number three in the House leadership, the minority leadership of the Republicans, the caucus chairman. She was squeezed out by Elise Stefanik of New York because Trump endorsed Stefanik, said he didn't want Liz Cheney because Liz Cheney had voted to impeach him. And he flat out said that. He took revenge. Kevin McCarthy is weak. The rest of them are weak. And they went along with it. They absolutely went along with it. Now, here's the deal. She said that insurrection is a cancer on our constitutional republic. She said, will we be so blinded by partisanship that we throw away the miracle of America, the miracle of America? And then she said, do we hate our political adversaries more than we love our country and revere our Constitution? She was absolutely magnificent. Adam Kinzinger, another Republican from the Rockton area, near Rockford, Illinois, just south of the Wisconsin border, very close to Beloit, obviously, in Janesville. He was magnificent, too. And he was emotional. Now, this is a guy who's a colonel in the Air Force, and he's flown combat missions in Afghanistan. This is a guy who knows his way around the military, and he is still an Air Force colonel. And he still flies planes. So this guy has seen a lot. And he goes, he was emotional. And he said, you held. You stood up to it. And you put up with all that and you held. He looked on them as he looked on his own airmen and the soldiers they protected in Afghanistan. Now, Nancy Pelosi is the one who appointed the committee. And you remember what happened with Kevin McCarthy. He salted it with vandals, in particular Jim Banks and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. And Nancy Pelosi said, we're not putting two vandals on there. Jim Jordan met with Trump in the White House and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others to plot the January 6th insurrection. They said, how can we use the fact that a lot of people will be out here to overturn the election? And you're going to put him on the committee investigating the origin of the insurrection? He's a witness. It absolutely is black letter law that you cannot have a witness also be a juror or a judge. That's true in every courtroom in the country. If somebody's going to be a witness in the case, they cannot be a juror or a judge evaluating the credibility of their own testimony. So that's an easy one. Then this guy Banks from Indiana, piece of work, kept ridiculing the committee, saying it was a partisan hack job and it was done to advance the Democratic agenda. Oh, really? If you have a judge or a juror that says that kind of thing about a case, There's a thing called voir dire, V-O-I-R-D-I-R-E. It's medieval French, and it simply means that you speak, and it means that you can ask the jurors questions. And I voir dire jurors for years. So you get up in front of the jury and you say, sir, you go down, you know, juror number 8. Do you have any opinions on such and such and this? And if the guy suddenly goes into a tirade and goes, this is ridiculous. I've just looked over there at those tables, defense and prosecution, and I've made up my mind, and I know this is a crooked lawsuit and I'm going to get rid of it. You know something? He ain't going to be a juror. The judge would strike him. I wouldn't even have to use a discretionary strike. The judge would strike him. And if we had a judge who said something like that, I bring a motion to have that judge recuse himself. And if he didn't recuse himself, I'd go to the Court of Appeals. Look, you can't have a judge or a juror who's made up his mind, who says that kind of stuff. So Nancy Pelosi says those two are not acceptable. The other three, there were three other pieces of work, but they were not quite the vandals as this guy. One of them had voted not to certify the election. And Nancy said, I didn't like that, but at least he hasn't shut his mouth off about the insurrection. So she was going to let them stay on. She goes back to McCarthy and she says, put two other people on. You have a couple of hundred Republicans. McCarthy gets in a snit. And what does McCarthy do? On Monday evening, he brought a motion. It's called a quote, privileged resolution, end quote, to the floor to condemn Pelosi and to seat the five Republicans that he designated, including Jordan, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, who planned the insurrection with Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and others in the White House in December, and Banks, who said the whole thing was a fraud. And that failed, that privileged resolution failed, 218 to 197. That means that several Republicans voted for it, and then all the Democrats, and then a number of Republicans just didn't vote because they knew how crooked a resolution it was. Liz Cheney made the point. She said, we will have an insurrection, a January 6th type insurrection every 4 years from now on without this investigation. Right. They get away with it. Go ahead and do it. Some people get prosecuted. But the Republicans continue to lie and say that one of them said Nancy Pelosi did it. Somebody else said the FBI did it. And if that is out there without refutation, you are going to get another January 6th insurrection every 4 years. Every 4 years. I'll tell you what. Liz Cheney condemned people who held a counter rally in front of the Justice Department. Louie Gohmert, right-wing nut from Texas. Matt Gaetz, right-wing nut from Florida, who right now is under criminal investigation for trafficking. Paul Gosar, right-wing nut from Arizona. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, right-wing nut from Georgia, stripped of her committee assignments for threatening assassination of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi. She was stripped of her committee assignments by the Congress. She was stripped by Nancy Pelosi, and that was upheld by the Congress. They held a press conference in front of the Department of Justice. And they, to support the 500 people, it's actually 592 people, almost 600, who've been arrested for January 6th. And they said, we want to know their status and treatment as if somehow they were captured by the Chinese or jihad or the North Koreans or something. This is in the American criminal justice system. They're on video beating up police officers, hitting them with clubs, breaking windows in the Capitol. They're there for trespass, some of them. Some of them are there for assaulting police officers. And these clowns get up, say, want to know their status and treatment, which is code word diplomatically for what we ask about Alexei Navalny in Russia and what we ask for prisoners in China. They think that's very funny. Liz Cheney blasted the hell out of them. She blasted them. She blasted them. She said that it was a disgrace what they were doing. She stood tall. One of the officers who testified, Daniel Hodges, said the insurrectionists were terrorists. Insurrectionists were terrorists. And the demonstrations against them, against Gosar, Taylor, Gates, and Gohmert, just frankly shut down this argument. At the same time, there was a press conference being held by Elise Stefanik. She's the number three that eased out Cheney. Elise Stefanik, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, Louisiana, the number two. Kevin McCarthy is the number one, the minority leader. These three clowns will be in. If they win the House in 2022, McCarthy could be Speaker. Scalise could be Majority Leader. Stefanik will be the number three, sort of like a Jim Clyburn. I don't think they're going to win. They shouldn't win. Party in power, the presidency usually loses a few seats. But these people are so bad, I think people see through it. The other thing is, Kevin McCarthy is so weak and strange that his own caucus may not make him Speaker because they know he's weak and strange. But they held a press conference too. And they were denouncing the commission, the select committee that McCarthy selected five people for, and the two vandals were thrown off by Pelosi. Two vandals thrown off by Pelosi, Banks, Jordan, and they're going that this is just a partisan hatchet job. Fortunately, demonstrators came around and they shut them down. They shut them down, drove them out hooting and hollering, and they drove them out of town. So that's what happened. And I will tell you, of all of the performances, the thing that touched me the most were the police officers. They are getting death threats. Their families get death threats. They did their job. And the thing that one of them, Mike Fanone, said that's most compelling, he said, you know, what kills me is that the people that we were defending are turning on us now. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Everybody.